Hey everyone, and welcome to Thirsty Thursday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Okay, listen, guys. I have a mission, and the mission goes like this: We keep it tight. We keep it tight. We keep it quick.
Keep it tight.
And
like
we
a tiger.
And tight. And we do not spend an hour. Okay.
Yes.
Doug, you are allowed two actors per show to talk about.
Oh, no.
Okay, so who wants to go first? How have you guys been doing?
I'll go first. I don't have a lot.
Okay.
I've just been watching like Loki and Bad Batch. I'm trying to figure out what else I've been watching. I did finish The Sopranos finally after fucking forever. That was a good show, and I'm really excited about The Sopranos movie coming out in the next month or so. James Gandolfini's son playing young James Gandolfini. It's going to be great. A game I picked up, the Power Wash Simulator on Steam.
Dude, I saw you talking about this.
That game fucking rules, and I beat it in days. Like, I've done everything that is available so far because it's early access. So I power washed the shit out of stuff. Great game. It's weird. I don't know. If you like those like power washing videos of people just cleaning shit, get the game. It's fucking worth it. I've been reading a book called, The Way of Kings. It's book one of the Stormlight Archives by Brandon Sanderson. A lot of people told me to read it, like Caleb and Franca and them, as well as I think it was Ren on Corridor Crew when they were doing one of their like Audible promotions. He was like, "Get this book, it's so good." He's like, "I listen to it every year. It's one of my favorite series of all time." And it is. It's crazy. It's like a fantasy book, but like sci-fi fantasy, more sci-fi, because it's not like elves and orcs and shit.
What's it called?
It's just like,
What's it called?
The Way of Kings.
The Way of Kings. Okay.
By Brandon Sanderson. The first book is like 44 hours long. Wow. I have about 16 hours left.
Jesus.
And it's good though. Like the story's good. And again, it's like I want to say fantasy, but it's like, it's not. But it is. Again, it's not elves. It's not orcs. It's not like dragons and shit. It's just like, this is a different planet entirely. And like, things are way fucking different there. And so that's why it's like sci-fi, but there's not spaceships.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Yeah. So,
okay.
Very good. Highly recommend it. If you've got like either 44 hours to kill to listen to it or pick up, I guess, the actual physical book.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Yeah. But I've been listening to it on my drives to and from work, and it's good. I'm excited to finish it, but also not, because like it's really good. And the next book is like 50 hours, and so that's where I'm like, I'm not.
Man.
I want to read. I want to know, but I also don't want. I want to listen to something else in between. I don't know. So that's me.
Yep.
Mostly video games I've been playing lately, but I have started, you know, once again on Doug's recommendation, I started Harley Quinn, and I'm about two or three episodes in. It's going to my, like, how Invincible filled my, you know, like watch an episode before bed kind of slot. So I've been loving it. That's been really funny. We talked about it on Top 5 Tuesday. That's pretty much, cause like, you know, I'm all caught up on, you know, Mythic Quest just ended, all the current shows I'm watching for the most part just ended. Oh, Dave season 2. Caught up on that.
That
has been fantastic because it's been, you know, it's been more Dave and still, so there's more moments for cringe and just more ways to find out that weird sex toys exist. And I still can't believe that Benny Blanco did the shit he did in that friendship episode.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty amazing. Once again, if you like Little Dicky, you gotta watch this show. Gata's amazing in it. Everyone, it's just a well-cast show. You don't know how much of the reality of it is because they have like real actor or they have real people in it, like real stars, but they do such a good job of making it almost reality, but then scripted, you know, like It's good stuff. Can't recommend that enough. Video game wise, I've been playing a lot of Rocket League for like basically over quarantine. I've gotten back into Rocket League. I've been doing the seasons. Currently, their battle pass, I'm on like 150 or something like that. Like, it just keeps going. So playing that. I've been getting into. I played a little bit of Phantasy Star Online this week. Jer, I know you put a lot of time into that recently.
Don't you dare talk about my segment.
But I've been playing that and I really like it. I'm not into it as much yet because I'm still doing all the kind of the beginning missions, but I'm getting my feet wet and I'm like,
so funny.
It's pretty good so far.
It's so funny because the tutorial lasts like 10 fucking levels.
Yeah, it's really long.
Yeah.
I picked up a couple of things on the Steam sale. I picked up Hades. I'm going to give that a try because I've heard nothing but great things about it, soundtrack-wise and gameplay-wise. Also picked up Terminator Resistance, which I've been meaning to play for a while. And once again, so far so good. I'm like maybe an hour into that game, and it's cool. It's definitely got the Terminator aesthetic to it.
Yeah, it's fine. I have it as well, and I'm just like, all right, well, it's a shooter. Like, yeah. It's not bad, but it's not like great. It's just like, all right, it's fine.
Yeah. And finally, Kev's pissed.
He's like, no, it's not, you piece of shit.
No, because like, no, Danny told me the same thing. Or Daniel, like, when I bought the game, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to buy this. And everyone kind of just like, oh, I heard it's great for like the first two hours. And then it just goes downhill. I'm like, oh, cool. Well, there's a purchase.
No, I think you'll be fine with it. It's fine.
I think I'll be fine. Yeah. The Steam reviews have been pretty positive on it. So,
yeah.
If I get 8 hours out of a $20 game, then I'm good. I think I paid like $13 for it or something like that. It's on the Steam sale.
This is totally worth $13.
Yeah. I also finished Cyberpunk. I did all the side missions except for the ones where you have to find like, you know, the murals and stuff like that. But I did like all the story side missions and then the main mission. And I still think I got the bad ending for the game.
I cannot wait for the DLC.
Yeah, I enjoyed that game. When it works, it works. Cyberpunk was a fantastic game when it worked. I can't recommend it enough if you have a system that's capable of playing it. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much everything I've done recently. Jer?
Okay, so video game wise, yes. My main game that I've been driving has been Phantasy Star Online 2 New Genesis. If you know me, you know that I... like my first introduction to a Japanese MMO was Phantasy Star Online back on the Dreamcast. I fell in love with it. It was an absolute blast. I played it with a couple friends every night. Soaked so many hours into it. It has so many memories for me. And I tried Phantasy Star Online 2, but it just didn't hit the same way. But New Genesis does. Like it is. It's right up there, man. It's so addictive. I've gotten to level 19. I'm about to hit 20, which is the level cap. I've soaked 29 hours into it, 13 hours in the past 2 weeks. And so I've just been playing it nonstop. I did get into a new game called Hunt, the Showdown, mm-hmm. which that game is not new, but it's new to me. And that game is very interesting. The mechanics of it. I saw Daniel and Caleb playing it, and I was like, it's on sale, so would you guys like, you know, run with me? And so far, I think that I don't know, maybe they're being really nice to me, but they're saying that I'm playing it good, so I don't officially know, but
having watched them play, It took Caleb a lot longer to grasp the game than it did you. I would say that you are... I'm not saying that you're better than Caleb, because I don't want him to hear this and take offense to it. But I will say, I think that your time in, like, shooters has helped you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of... Not that he... I mean, he plays shooters and stuff, too, but I just think that you've probably put more time into them. And so I think that has helped you... grasp the game faster, and I would say that I do think that you are better than B. Sorry, B. But B is also one of those players where he'll play like four matches, and then he's like, I'm done. And so I think just that, like, I think that you like that game more than he likes that type of game. And so I think that's, that naturally also helps you in that regard.
I love the survival games, and this adds like survival in with like a shooter. And I was like, all right, I'm down with that. And it has monsters. Like, how much fun is that to hunt the monsters down? Yeah. So yeah, I had it fun. It's been a great time, and I think that I will give a lot of credit to also to both of them. If I was playing this solo, it definitely would take me a long time to grasp it. But they've definitely nurtured me, and so it's been a blast so far. I really like it. It's a great co-op game. But Kev, have you ever played the Hunt Showdown?
Yeah, I have played it. I played it when it first came out. When it was still in like early beta, and I was terrible at it, and my system couldn't really run it too well, so I didn't play it very much. I recently downloaded it because of you guys kind of hyping it up, because it's like, yeah, I would watch the Saga Boys playing it, and it's really like, I think for me it's more interesting to watch it than it is to play it, because I jumped in the game and I did a solo round and I didn't do so well, and I immediately uninstalled it again. It's not for everyone. It's definitely for a certain type. But once I'm not into survival games, so it just didn't hit me. But watching you guys play it, like, just kind of like passively, oh, it's fantastic. And I love the way, you know, there's literally a hunting aspect to it, because you have to listen in for movement. You know, if there's crows that go crazy in the background, you'll see which way they fly. It kind of gives you an idea. Or horses. They have like these weird zombie horses that'll freak out if you get too close to them.
I think they're like horses that have been attacked and are just dying.
Yeah, they're like half ripped apart. Like, it's real gross. The game's gross. But I like the premise of it, but for me, I like watching it more than I like playing it. But I have played it, and it's good, but man, it's a system. Even today, it's still a system bundle. Like, even on a 3080, it pushes it to its limits.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. Let's see. Oh, and I joined my first alliance on Fantasy Star Online 2 last night.
Nice.
An alliance invited me, and we've been trying to, and we're doing the end game stuff, and so been having fun with it. So, anyways,
we'll have to catch up.
Movie wise, here's a recommendation that no one will take for a while, but you'll get around to it.
So, the Tomorrow War. Beat you to it. What's up, bitch?
You only said that because I made a tweet about it.
And because you messaged us about it. And because I remember thinking, I'll get around to it.
The Tomorrow War is the best alien movie since Independence Day.
Well, okay. Bold claim there, sir.
Watch it.
And you're saying that on Independence Day?
Watch it and tell me I'm a liar.
Okay.
I'll check it out.
I'll tell you that you're a liar.
Well, I mean...
Whoa!
Okay. I mean, everyone lies. That's my next book.
Everyone lies.
I've also watched the new Mark Wahlberg movie, Infinite. It's infinitely bad.
How many times do I have to die in this?
I don't know. It was fine. It's not great. He phones in his performance like normal, so... I also watched the new Kevin Hart movie called Fatherhood, and that made me cry. That was a funny, good movie. Funny, dramatic movie. And then TV shows I've just been watching, you know, Rick and Morty, Dave, everything everyone else has been watching. I am going to start Wellington Paranormal. That is on my list to begin, because that is a... That's a spin-off show from What We Do in the Shadows TV show or movie. I don't know what they base it on. I think it's the show. Yeah, I think it's the show. So
I mean, they all connect anyway.
But it's the New Zealand show, right? It's not the... Well, I mean, I have questions.
So I guess these two cops appeared in the TV show, and then they decided to spin off a... Maybe it is New Zealand. It is. Maybe it's based on the movie.
Aired, right?
Yeah. And then they just brought it to the US. So maybe it is based on the movie.
Yeah.
So they made a show based on that. And so it's they track down paranormal events in New Zealand. And I love any accent from a Kiwi, so I'm totally in on this, and I love that movie and show, so I'm double down on it. So yeah, so that's it. No books, no real podcasts, nothing for me other than those things. So if you want to play Phantasy Star Online 2 with me, I'm on ship 3. So anyways, that's it for this week. Tomorrow, yeah, we got Fan Friday, where we take your fan questions and we answer them. So if you ever want to ask us questions that we want to, that you want us to answer, could be as random as possible, could be crazy, whatever. You still have time. Get your questions in. We'll answer them tomorrow. You can do it through Twitter. You can do it on Facebook. You can do it on the Discord. You can text Doug. Here's his phone number.
816.
Oh, it's not 816. Close, though.
So anyways, that's our show for today. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.